Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Instead of me telling you, would you read together with me today's sermon title? Taking the Dis Out of Disappointment. As we continue our Psalm 23 sermon series, this morning I'm going to ask you to take the hymnal out of the pew in front of you. Turn in the front to Psalm 23. Would you do that, please? I've been asked that as we only have a few sermons left in this sermon series, before the sermon starts, it'd be good if you would read with me where we're at in Psalm 23. Aha! Then you can see how close we are to being done with the sermon series. Do you all have Psalm 23 in front of you? Let's read that together. And what you're going to do, we're going to end with verse 5. We're saving verse 6 for something coming up. Let's read it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Stop. Don't go any further. See how far we've come? And today's verse is this. Psalm 23, verse 5, You anoint my head with oil. I invite you to turn your worship handout over on its back side, and you will find there the sermon outline as we consider our theme, Taking the Dis Out of Disappointment. Those three letters, dis, change everything. With dis, obey becomes disobey. Respect becomes disrespect. Regard becomes disregard. What suddenly was an ability is now a disability. Grace becomes disgrace. All because of dis. We'd be hard-pressed to find three more potent letters in the English language than the letters D, I-S. And we'd be hard-pressed to find a better example of their power than with the word appointment. Appointments create a sense of predictability in a life that always seems to change. Appointments give us a feeling of stability. But a disappointment reminds us that we don't have any control. A disappointment is a missed appointment. What we hoped would happen didn't. We wanted health. We got sick. We wanted family. We got divorced. We wanted job security. We got downsized. We wanted a loving relationship. We got dumped. We wanted a victorious faith. We got challenges and doubts. None of us escape disappointment. Now, what do we do with our disappointments? We could do what Miss Havisham did. Do you know Miss Havisham from Charles Dickens' wonderful novel, Great Expectations? She was jilted by her fiancé just before the wedding. Her appointment became a heartbreaking disappointment. How did she respond? Not so well. She closed all the curtains in her house. She stopped every clock at the hour the wedding was supposed to be. She let the wedding cake rot on her table, and she wore her wedding gown until it hung in yellow decay on her shrunken body until the day she died. Her disappointment consumed her life. How are you doing with disappointments?
Could God's Word have something to say to you and to me today? It sure does. We all have disappointments. Today, right after the service, Beverly and I are getting in our car and driving again to Spokane. We got back late Saturday night, just in time for Sunday's service, and my dear stepfather died just a couple few days ago. We're heading back for the service. Our lives in this sinful and fallen world have disappointments, don't they? Does God's Word have something to say? It sure does. Listen to what our Lord says to you in Psalm 23, verse 5. David speaks to his Lord and our Lord, and he says, O Lord, you anoint my head with oil. Huh? Don't see the connection? What does a Bible verse about oil have to do with the hurts in our lives that cause us disappointments? Well, a lesson from sheep and shepherds just might help. And here again is Psalm 23. In ancient times, shepherds used oil for three purposes. Note your outline if you care to follow along. The shepherd used oil to repel insects and pests. The shepherd used oil to prevent conflicts. The shepherd used oil to heal wounds. Now, first, the first one, pests. You know, bugs may bug people, but some bugs can kill sheep, especially nose flies. If they deposit their eggs in a sheep's nose, this fly becomes a worm-like pest that drives the sheep insane. I quote from a shepherd who says, to get relief from this agony, sometimes sheep will beat their head against rocks and trees. They can't eat, they can't sleep, they can't take care of their young ones. They finally might even kill themselves by beating their head against a rock in a desperate attempt to be freed from this horrible pest and aggravation. For this reason, the psalm tells us in Psalm 23, the good shepherd anoints his sheep head with oil. He covers their head and face with a fragrant oil-like repellent. It keeps the insects away, and it brings peace to the flock. Peace until mating season. Most of the year, sheep are peaceful and quiet. But during the mating season, everything changes. The rams get rambunctious. I couldn't resist. The rams fight over the females, the ewes. It can get ugly. Rams can lower their heads and pow, we have an old-fashioned headbutting breaking out. And literally, some heads can be broken. To help prevent this injury, the good shepherd anoints the heads of the rams with a slippery, greasy, oily substance on their head. This lubricant helps them to glance off of each other instead of crashing head on. Yet the sheep still can get hurt. These hurts and wounds are the third reason the shepherd puts oil upon the sheep's head. You see, thorns and rocks can cut the sheep. Sheep can get abrasions in any number of ways. Woolly coats are not a suit of armor. As a result, the good shepherd daily inspects his sheep. When he finds cuts or abrasions, he doesn't want them to get worse. Take note. The good shepherd doesn't want today's wounds to become tomorrow's infections. And neither does our Lord. Our wounds, let's be honest this morning, our wounds are often wounds of the heart that come from disappointment after disappointment. What is disappointment? Something hasn't turned out the way we thought it would. An appointment becomes a disappointment. These wounds in our lives can lead to the infection of bitterness. Untreated bitterness can turn us into ourselves, away from others, and finally, in despair, away from God. Like sheep, we need to be treated God's treatment is a loving treatment, a needed treatment. David says, O Lord, you anoint my head with oil. Psalm 100, verse 3, is a beautiful verse that says this quite clearly. Listen to this precious passage. He made us. We belong to Him. We are His people. We are the sheep that He looks after. Remember the sheep and their irritating flies, their headbutting and their wounds? Well, like sheep, we have things in our lives, don't we, that really pest us and annoy us. We have situations and relationships in our lives that cause us to butt heads with others. We get wounded by the thorns and rocks in our everyday lives. And we, like the sheep, have a good shepherd. And He has just the anointing oil we need to bring us healing and peace. Listen again to Psalm 100 and verse 3. He made us. We belong to Him. We are His people. We are the sheep He cares for. And again, please receive the promise of Psalm 23, verse 5, when David says, O Lord, you anoint my head with oil. If the New Testament Gospels teach us anything, they teach us that our Lord Jesus is a good shepherd. Jesus spread the oil of prevention all over His disciples. He prayed for them. He equipped them before He sent them out. He explained to them the truth of God's holy words. He calmed their hearts. He forgave them, and He loved them when they failed, and oh, how they failed. He strengthened their faith by the power of His Word and His presence. And my friends, He does the same thing for us today. Our Lord Jesus prays for us. Holy Scripture tells us that after His resurrection and His ascension back into heaven, Jesus does, as the Apostle Creed says that we just professed, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. What is He doing there? He's interceding and praying for us at the throne of His Father. And He has sent the Holy Spirit to bring to us the truth of God's Word. This Word both creates faith in our heart and sustains faith in our heart. And this faith is only and always in the Savior who died and gave His life for us. In God's Word, this Good Shepherd pours out His oil of healing to bring us the strength we need to calm our fears, to deliver us the forgiveness of sins, to give us His strength when we are weak. And in a very special way, in the sacraments of Holy Baptism and Holy Communion, He is truly present with us today, spreading His oil upon our heads. O Lord, you anoint my head with oil. When Jesus walked this earth, what did He do? He was a good shepherd who healed hurting and wounded people. Like the shepherd with His oil healing the wounded sheep. Jesus healed the eyes of the man blind. Jesus healed the legs of the man crippled. He healed the empty heart of the Pharisee named Nicodemus. He healed the crooked heart of the tax collector named Zacchaeus. He healed the lonely heart of the woman caught in adultery. He healed the broken heart of Peter who denied Him. And just look at Jesus, our Good Shepherd, at the cross of Good Friday and the empty tomb of Easter Sunday. Just look at the oil of healing and forgiveness there He poured out on all people. For God so loved the world He gave. My friends, at that cross, Jesus poured out the healing of forgiveness for us all, the payment and forgiveness for every one of our sins, victory over everything that would hurt and wound us, the powers of sin, death, and hell. His promise of His presence with us through thick and thin. And I know for sure, in some of your lives right now, you're going through a thin time. Where is your Lord? Right by your side. The opening of the gates of heaven for all of us when this short life is over. I'm so appreciative of so many of you who have called or stopped by or dropped a card or whatever and said, God be with you as you go to lay to rest your dear father. Monday at the service tomorrow, we say goodbye. We also say thanks be to God. And we say to Bill, until we see you again. Tomorrow, as an American military veteran, as the gun salute is fired, the flag is presented to my mama, and he's lowered into God's good earth, we say goodbye, but we say we will see you again. Why? Because of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who poured out the oil of healing for all at that cross and that empty tomb. Christ is risen! Jesus invites all of you today who need healing, who need strength and comfort, to come to Him. Bring to Him your lives crippled by blindness and sin. Bring to Him your empty, crooked, lonely, or broken hearts. You see, David, who wrote Psalm 23, would entrust his wounds and his hearts to nobody else but his Lord. David says, O Lord, You anoint my head with oil. In Psalm 147, verse 3, David writes, O Lord, You alone heal the brokenhearted. My friends, before you go anywhere else with your disappointments, go to God. An appointment with God will take the dis out of your disappointment. He is ready and willing at all times to pour His oil of healing upon you. Now, it may seem obvious, but in order to have their head anointed by a shepherd's oil, the sheep have to stand still before Him. They must lower their heads in the presence of their shepherd and let Him do the loving work that is His delight to do for His precious sheep. Now, my goodness, could the application be any clearer for us today? A regular appointment with your Lord will take the dis out of your disappointment. Your Lord invites you on a daily basis and every Sunday to stand still before Him, to lower your heads before Him, to let Him do for you the loving work He wants to do for His precious sheep. Will you take time to stand still before your Lord? Will you take time not just on Sunday, that's a good starting place, but every day? The Lord invites us, be still, and you will know that I am your God. Peter puts it this way in 1 Peter chapter 5, humble yourselves under God's powerful hand, and He will lift you up at the right time. Cast all your cares upon Him, because He cares for you. And Luke puts it this way in Luke chapter 18, God will always do what is right to His people who cry out to Him day and night. He will not be slow to answer them. By His invitation, we come to Him. We come to Him. We bow before Him. We trust Him. Now, again, it may seem obvious, and here's the last part of our sermon. It may seem obvious, but the sheep doesn't understand why the anointing oil repels the flies. The sheep doesn't understand how the oil heals its wounds. In fact, all the sheep knows is this: something wonderful happens to him in the presence of his loving shepherd. And my friends, that's all we need to know as well. We join David in declaring in Psalm 25, "Lord, you are my God, I trust in you." We join David in declaring in Psalm 23, 5, "O Lord, you anoint my head with oil." Today we thank our loving and good shepherd Jesus that he indeed takes the dis out of our disappointment. In the name of Jesus, amen.